Chapter 12. Last Years. There are a lot of questions in the first part of the novel, but we have no answers to the mystery. Dickens never finished the book. Dickens began his last full novel, Our Mutual Friend, in 1864. The work was not easy. It took him longer to write each new part now. Dickens was becoming more and more unwell, but he still went for a long walk every day. In June 1865, he travelled to France with Ellen and her mother. On the way back to London from the coast, the train crashed, and 10 passengers died. Dickens and the returning to the apart, but their part of the train hung from a bridge over a river. Dickens helped Ellen and her mother off the train. He remembered began to help other passengers. He stayed with the people who were hurt and dying. He used his hat to carry water from the river. After a few hours, he remembered that that month's part of Our Mutual Friend was still on the train. The conditions were very dangerous, but Dickens went back and found his work. In Our Mutual Friend, Dickens seems to attack London, calling it hopeless city with its great black river. Begins on this river as Jess Hexham and his daughter Lizzie search the Thames for dead bodies. They earn money by finding bodies in the water. In fact, many of the characters in Our Mutual Friend are shaped by their need for money. Dickens paints a dark picture of the world in his last full novel. Very angry about the country's workhouses and prisons. Until the end of his life, Dickens was still fighting to make things better. After the book was published, Dickens was invited back to the United States. Remembering his first visit there, he was not sure about this idea, but finally, he agreed. He wanted Ellen to join him there, but she was ill. He missed problems during the tour, but it was still a great success. Some Americans remembered him from his tour in 1842, 25 years earlier. They were surprised at the changes in the writer. Now he looked old and ill. But the problem was not just the writer's health. Dickens was less and less happy. Back in England, he started his last tour reading from his books. Wanting this tour to be the best of all, he chose a famous scene from Oliver Twist. At first, he told friends, "I am afraid to try it." But soon he was reading the scene in theatres. In it, the terrible was he murdered, kills Nancy because she wants to help stop her. Dickens acted the scene with great feeling, and the crowds listened in surprised silence. But Dickens was feeling ill all the time. He was in pain and he could not see well. Soon he could not say the names of some of his characters on stage. I dropped the tour before the end. In August 1869, he began one more novel. The Mystery of Edwin Drood was another dark story. The character of the title, Edwin Drood, disappears one Christmas after a storm. Is he dead? Was he murdered by his uncle, John Jasper? There are a lot of questions in the first part of the novel, but we have no answers to the mystery. Dickens never finished the book. While he was working on The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Dickens read from his books in a London theatre for the last time. He chose A Christmas Carol, one of the crowd's favourites. He cried as he said goodbye to the crowd. He also met Queen Victoria at last when she invited him to Buckingham Palace. In June 1870, his favourite child, Kate, visited him at Gadshill Place. She told him about her plans to be an actress. Dickens asked her to choose a different pre-cutting floor. He spoke to her for a long time, telling her many things about his past. He was sorry that he was not a better father, a better man. A few days later, Dickens was eating dinner with Georgina after a full day's work when he became ill. He jumped up from the table, wanting to go to London. Then he fell to the floor. The children were called to see him. Ellen Ternan came too, but Dickens did not wake up. He died the next day, lying on the sofa. Dickens wanted his body to rest in Rochester, a city near Gad's Hill Place, but the British people could not agree to this. He was too important to them. Dickens' body was brought to the church in London where the country's most famous writers lie. Dickens' work became popular around the world. The Russian writers, Tolstoy and Dostoevsky, both read Dickens. Tolstoy learned English because he wanted to read the novels in Dickens' own language. Today, Dickens is still remembered as one of Britain's greatest writers. His face was on the country's £10 note for 10 years. It also showed a scene from Pickwick Papers. Dickens was the voice of the country at a time of great change. He had strong opinions, and through all his books, he tried to make the world better for people. Readers cannot forget the many characters, stories, and scenes of his novels. When people think of Victorian England and the conditions in London at that time, many of their ideas are shaped by Dickens' work. His name has even gone into the English language. If a building or place is old and dirty, people sometimes use the word Dickensian to describe it. Many of Dickens' novels have become stage plays. There have been many TV programmes and films of his work too. From Oliver Twist, there was a famous theatre show and musical film called Oliver. A new film of Oliver Twist was made in 2003 by Roman Polanski. There have been films of A Christmas Carol with different actors playing the part of Ebenezer Scrooge. In the 1988 film Scrooged, American Bill Murray played a modern Scrooge, not in London, but in New York City. Murray gave us a very different kind of Scrooge, but the film's message about Christmas was the same. And, of course, we still have the books. A few years ago, the British people were asked to choose their favourite books. More than 130 years after his death, 5 of the books in the top 100 were by Charles Dickens. No other writer, alive or dead, had more books in the list. Dickens' novels are still taught in English literature classes. Readers still grow nervous when Oliver Twist asks for more food. They still get angry when Mr. Murdstone sends young David Copperfield to the bottle factory. They still laugh with happiness when Ebenezer Scrooge wakes up on Christmas morning as a new man. In a way, Dickens is still alive through his books. He is still speaking to all his readers. End of CD 2.